Well, hi everyone. Hello. Welcome to our very first Fresh Brewed episode of Lattes and Lasers, which is a podcast for makers and creators like you. I'm Amy Camp, and I'm joined here by my co-host, Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, what's up? I'm super excited.
I am too. All right, let's get going. I'm excited we're finally doing this. You know, it took us a couple of months to get this going.
Probably more than a couple, like several.
Yes. We've been talking about this for a while. And then, you know, as makers, we have been very busy at the end of the year, holidays. And so obviously that took a bit of a priority for us, but I'm glad we're here. We're still launching it in January. So
by the skin of our teeth, we're doing it.
It's going to go out before the end of the month, right?
Yep. Yes.
You know, I think we should maybe talk a little bit about why we started Lattes and Lasers and kind of like what this podcast is all about, Holly. You know, I think for me, this is kind of a way for us to get immersed into the world of creating and, you know, where our lattes are going to fuel ideas, our lasers bring them to life. And, you know, we're just going to really share our passion for making and creating, no matter what your tools are, right? It's true. If you're a tool, probably a place for you. You know, we want to be helpful. We're going to be snarky because that's just who we are. And, you know, maybe we're not going to be your cup of tea or coffee or latte. Yeah. But, you know, we want to be an inclusive, welcoming place for people to talk about being makers in the world right now. I'm excited, though. I think it's going to be super fun. What are your hopes for the podcast?
Yeah, like I am excited about the snarky part. Yeah, there's going to be snark for sure.
Yeah.
And tangents, right? We're going to tange. We're going to go. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm glad that we're finally doing it. So our idea is really just to have everybody hanging out, drinking their caffeinated beverage, joining us on our journey. So, you know, we can just be like inspiring, creative, tell funny stories, unique stories, things that are just kind of help tie us all together. So definitely, whether you're just starting out, which we know how many people got lasers for Christmas, probably a lot. I see you X-Tool on your advertisements all over my feed. or, you know, maybe you have done it for a while and you can like share experiences to help people who are new or anybody who may not have experienced something before, insights, etc. And obviously lots of laughter because life is too short not to be funny. So
100%. And to not enjoy it. And there are certain times as a small business owner, that's the only option is to laugh because some of the things that happens are
it's hilarious. It's hilarious. My ponytail, look, the top of my head is gone.
It's weight loss.
I love it.
My shoulder is gonna just.
Oh, and so that does remind me. It reminds me. Yeah. We're not professionals, so it's like everybody knows this. We're trying to figure this all out. So if you knew some of the behind the scenes things, you'd be like, "What are they doing? Dogs, their kids? It could get crazy." I don't know.
Yes. Yep. It's all about embracing the chaos and
join us for the ride.
So, Holly, maybe we should tell people who we are a little bit. Why don't you introduce yourself and your making journey?
You know, I bought my first Glowforge probably right after the Kickstarter kind of thing for Glowforge started. I love telling the story. The story is that I went over to my brother's house for a birthday dinner. They made me pollo fundido and margaritas. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. But after a few margaritas and being around my brother, money can get spent. And I think I even told you yesterday how some money got spent, but that's a whole other
Yes.
story. Anyways, he's like, hey, I want to show you this YouTube video, this really cool machine. By the time it was over, I was applying for a zero interest credit card, buying it, and ready to go. So I love telling the story how margaritas made me buy a Glowforge. And I learned so much from it and everything. And it kind of took my journey from I started making blanks for crafters, and then it just went to files. And now it's to where I'm focusing on two niches in my shops. And I've upgraded, obviously, to a Mira 9, which has taken my journey a lot faster. And kind of where I'm going with things has, changed a little bit. So I've evolved. But I, as Amy said, I'm in Denver. It's really cold out right now. Learning the whole experience of how to manage a laser in cold temperatures is fun, but I think I got it figured out this year.
Yay.
And yeah, so that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a dog mom too. Yay.
Yes. Dog mom, I am as well. And so, most likely at some point, you're going to hear one or all of our dogs. It's just part of
Yeah.
life. So, yeah,
And tell us
I'm,
about you.
yes. So, I am in Wisconsin, a Milwaukee suburb. I got my first laser actually late 22, like September 22. I got an Ohmtech K40. Just a cheap one, wanted to kind of see what we could do, and quickly realized that we needed more power and in-house cooling. I'll tell a story at some point about the janky things we
A good
had to
one, yeah.
do
Yeah.
to cool down that K40 because it overheated every day. But within a couple of months, I was already upgrading to an Ohmtech Polar, which we've had now for a year. But last month, I put the deposit on a Mira 7, and that should be here late this spring. So
Welcome to
I'm
the
can't
family.
wait for the bigger bed size, for the speed. I'm really excited about what it's gonna do for my business. And I should probably add that I became a full-time maker in September of 23 because I got laid off from my full-time job. And I was like, all
Which
right,
kind of what, which is kind of what spurred this to
this,
start.
yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
exactly. I was like, hey,
Yeah.
Polly, have you ever thought about doing a laser podcast? Like, I feel like there aren't a lot of podcasts out there for makers and creators, and
Yeah.
let's see what
Yeah.
we can do and give tips and share stories and go from
And
there.
for
So.
Everybody doesn't know, after Amy was laid off, I invited her to sell her files for lasers in the shop at the Laser Collective. So we have that connection as well. So,
Yes. And we've known each other for 15 years.
oh,
At
yeah.
some point, we will talk about the first time we met,
Yeah.
which was at a scrapbooking convention.
And we may even show some funny pictures and stuff. So who
Yeah.
knows?
We've been friends from a distance for a long time, but we talk every day by text
Yeah.
or video or whatever. Holly has been a great
Yeah.
mentor for me as I embark
Oh.
on full-time creating, and she's
You
been doing
got
it for a
this.
while. So that's kind of a little bit about who we are. You may not care, maybe you do. Let us
Knows?
know.
Yeah. Let us know, and then we'll tell you what we think about what you said.
Exactly. If you can't, receive it, don't bring it. Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things we want to do every episode is talk about a different kind of coffee. So it may not always be a latte. That was just for alliteration. And we'll talk about how
Yeah.
we came to be lattes and lasers in a little bit. So, Holly, what are you drinking today?
Good old Folgers.
Hey, it's a standby,
Right.
right? Staple.
It's cheap. I get the big canister from Sam's, and it's what we usually drink on the daily. Like, so that's what I'm drinking today.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for new ones.
Yes. And so I am drinking Peet's little Nespresso pods
Yeah.
in my coffee this morning,
You
or
like
this
the
afternoon.
Nespresso?
I love my
Do you like it?
Nespresso. I've had it for a long time, so the
Yeah.
machine is definitely nearing the end of its run, but it's still working. And I need the caffeine boost from espresso versus just like regular coffee.
Yeah, maybe I need to try
So
that.
I often will do a couple of shots from that, and then I warm up milk, froth it, combine, and then I got a latte every morning.
Yeah. We'll do like a heavy cream, a little bit of heavy cream, and then a skinny syrup from,
Oh,
well,
yeah.
you used to be able to get them at like HomeGoods and TJ Maxx, and now they're not carrying them, which sucks. So we have to buy them online. But my favorite is salted caramel, just a few pumps of that in there. And it's even great when I make an iced coffee too. So I like it.
Yes.
Which is why I'm kind of
Oh.
stuck with the pot of coffee, because then like in the afternoon, I just take whatever's left and make it an iced coffee.
That's perfect. Paul doesn't drink a lot of coffee, my husband.
No.
It needs to be like a latte or a mocha or something for him. He needs
Gotcha.
the sweetener, but I'll drink stuff straight up black. I
Yeah.
black
Yeah.
and bitter like my soul.
Yeah. Maybe with a shot of Bailey's or something too.
Yes, or my bourbon cream.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that. And that
I
is
gotta
one
get
of the benefits of this journey and
you
of
home. Yeah.
working, being self-employed is, you know
You
what?
have
I
it.
can just put a little splash of bourbon cream in my coffee in the morning.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I agree.
So folks, if you're feeling nice, you want to give us some tips on some good coffees or drink combos, like send us your links or your recipes. We'll try to make them and let you know what
Yeah.
we think. Or if you want to buy us a coffee, there's a link on our website, lattesandlasers.com. Up in the top, there is a support button where you can throw us a couple bucks to buy our next coffee. And we really want to try to highlight things that are have a good story or a funny name. And I think that will come through next week when we
Yes,
kick off with the
absolutely.
first coffee we bought.
Yes, I can't wait to do that one.
I
I'm really
know.
excited.
So that is
Well,
your
that and
teaser to stay
yeah,
tuned.
that and like I don't think people realize how many cool coffees are out there with a purpose, with like
Yes.
a good like I don't know, a philanthropy behind them or something like
Yeah.
that. I love coffee. I'm not an expert in coffee, so I'm not
No,
going to be
we're
able to
not
be like,
experts.
yeah, we're not going to be able to tell everybody like, this has this type of a note. Do you say notes in coffee like you do wine? I don't even know.
I can't
I'm
even
not even
do wine
wine.
tastings properly. I just know,
No.
do I like it or do I not?
Like the time we were in Chicago and we went to dinner and we ordered a bottle of wine for the table because there was a few of us, and the
Yeah.
guy opens it and then he pours a little in glass and hands it to me to like, I guess smell and taste. And I was all like, it's good. I don't know.
Mean, to be fair, this was, 15 plus years ago.
It was a
We're
fancy
not as,
hotel
we
restaurant,
were
yeah.
young and we were not as evolved in our
Right. I don't know if I like
connoisseuring.
the taste, but I am
Yes.
packaging does sell me.
Me too. Or names. I'm like, that's a funny name. I'm going to try that coffee or I'm going to try that wine.
Absolutely.
So, anyways,
Yeah, so
we'll be talking
after
about coffee every time. Don't you worry.
Right. So you guys may decide. I don't like them. You know, but some of you are probably going to feel like, oh, these are my people. So just
So
hang with us. Yeah.
come on,
Yeah. So, like, when we
we
started
won't
this
bite
idea,
hard.
no, we might, but it'll be in fun. But when we started this idea, we were, Amy had mentioned before, we were trying to come up with a name. We were trying to figure it out. We knew we wanted lasers in it. And if you're not aware, there are AI generators out there
Yes.
that you can like type in, like, we're women and we're targeting women and we have a podcast about lasers and we're a little snarky, and then it'll like pop out a name for you, right? But I found an AI generator on Spotify.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing already because I remember some of the ridiculous names.
Yeah, so this one on Spotify, you can Google it. If you say Spotify podcast generator, and what it does is it will generate ideas and names for it. You don't put anything in. It's just like a little slot machine. You hit the button. Here's your
Right.
option. So there were so many funny ones that I just couldn't stop doing it, right? So the one that came up that was so funny, it was called Place Him Gently in the Garbage, which obviously is like a podcast idea for getting rid of your dude or your girl or whatever you want it to be. But I thought that was
Place him
funny.
gently in the garbage.
Yeah, just place him gently in that little dumpster over there and close the lid. Yeah, I would love to hear what those episodes sound like, but
Yeah,
there were
that's
some
not
more,
really
so
our kind of our
right.
jam.
But
That's
there were
not
some
gonna work
more that
for
I
us.
wrote down that I thought
Yes,
were
tell me
funny
about
because
them.
they're so funny. Mom says you have to let me play. Mom says, I guess it would be a good idea for like a sibling podcast or something. I don't know. But
Yeah, I could see that.
do you sell raccoon milk?
And you milk a raccoon? Like, is that something you can do? I
Don't know.
mean, they're a mammal, so they're gonna produce milk after.
I guess if you're out there hearing this, like, what do you think that podcast is about? This one was called I'm So Sorry to Hear That.
Well, that's condescending. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the intonation of how you say that. It could just be like, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
I'm so sorry. Or,
But I'm sorry to
sorry.
hear that.
Yeah, exactly. So then there
Yeah.
was another one. It was just still. End of sentence. Still?
What is that about?
I think that could be like, I look at it. Have you ever got lost on crazy neighbors on TikTok? Like just the crazy neighbor stuff? Like you're
Yes.
still? You're still dealing with that?
Yeah. No, I can see that. Or like, wait, we're still complaining about this.
Yeah, are we still talking about Taylor Swift on football? Why are you guys really harping on that?
Like, who
Like,
cares?
who cares?
If it makes you happy,
I
cool.
know.
If it
I'm just
doesn't,
saying, like, can we
stop.
just stop being jerks about it? Okay. And then my favorite was, oh, yeah, I saw that on the internet. But typically, I usually say, oh, I saw that on TikTok.
I usually phrase it like, oh, the other day I saw this thing. So I want to seem like I'm not just getting news from TikTok as a former journalist.
Yeah.
I feel
I
like
saw
that's
this video the
bad.
other day. Oh, Holly, don't kid yourself. You know you saw it on
You
TikTok.
know that's where you saw it. And then in
Yeah.
3 weeks, your friends who were on only on Instagram are gonna see it. And then that's
Yeah.
gonna be like, hey, did you
Yeah.
guys see this thing?
Yes. I could be like, still
Still,
on
yes,
Instagram?
still. Row it back.
Yeah.
Row it
Yeah.
back. There were some really interesting names that kind of came
Yeah.
up, but we liked the alliteration of lattes and lasers. But you know, like what I said before, we're not just for people who have lasers, right? That's a fun, catchy name. And yes, we have lasers, but Holly and I have a lot of other crafty tools. Holly has way
Right.
more than me, and I'm very jealous about some of her new tools that have recently arrived or are
Yeah.
coming.
I'm
But
working on
we'll talk about that stuff
it.
coming up. You know, we're both creators. We have Etsy shops that are su very successful. Holly has really found a good niche in wholesaling, so I'm sure we'll talk about wholesaling at some point. But really, you know, we love to create and we want to foster a fun community for that. I do know, Holly, though, that we had one topic that kind of talks about community.
So I want to know how you feel about Facebook groups and community forums. Tell me how you feel. And then I'll tell you how I
Well, I would say that generally they can be a dumpster fire. Right.
Yeah.
And I guess it depends on what type of Facebook group or
Right.
community forum. Like, you know, you got your neighborhood groups or Nextdoor or Ring where like it's the random, like, oh, there's a coyote in
Did
the
you hear that
neighborhood.
gunfire? Was that gunfire?
No, Sally was setting off fireworks. Okay. It is not a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop.
Yeah.
You know, so you got that kind of stuff, or when are they going to let us have chickens? That's always one. You know, there's the mommy groups, there's the buy sell trade groups, but one of the things you definitely see a lot of are different types of creative
Yeah.
groups or forums. And I think sometimes they're really great, but they can go like spiral pretty quickly. And it just kind of depends on how that community has grown, both length of time, but also in volume of members. And things can get clicky. What I don't like is when people get really condescending in the groups. I mean, it's one thing, like, I screen grab things and send them to you, Holly, when I see something in one of the groups where I'm like, really? Did you
Really?
really, did you even use the search box to like see if anyone else has talked about this? Like, are we again
Still?
still asking, is this normal? What should I do to get less char? It's called mask. Work on your air assist. Like, really, are we still doing this? Like I said, some are really great and it's more like informative, but some can just be a dumpster fire, and I don't know how else to say it.
Lately, it's like a cesspool of, did this come from Etsy really? Should I look at this? Should I do this? And you're like, it's an obvious spam. It's so obvious. Like, it's not from Etsy. It's a message where somebody's trying to get you to give up some information. I
Right,
think
so they
that's
can log
the
into your
thing that
account and scam you. Like, no.
there's a couple of groups I'm in where it's, I swear there's five or six of those a day. And you're like, can we just not anymore? Can we just not? I'm so over these posts. It's annoying because
Yes,
it's the same thing you said, like search for something. See if somebody's asked this before, you
right.
know?
Well, if you think back to like, the scrapbooking groups or the Cricut groups, Silhouette, like all of those, like there's always the super beginners, right? And we were all beginners once. So I always try to, don't be a jerk. Like people are
No,
new.
exactly.
But at the same time, like you said, if we have six people in a day
Asking the same thing.
asking, is this a scam?
Yeah,
It's
I
a
know.
scam. Don't do it. Don't do it. Well, and truly also, people give really bad advice sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. So that kind of, which brings me to like my take on it all.
Yes,
So
tell me about it.
I've had my Glowforge, like I said, mentioned it back right when the Kickstarter, after the Kickstarter ended. So back then, nobody was doing Facebook groups really. I think Facebook groups were like for families and stuff. I can't even remember. But anyways, they have their own community forum. And I would go there and ask a question. And I would always get mansplained to. So this is back when there were like a lot of guys, not a lot of gals in the industry. Or there were, and we just didn't have a place to go to really know that. But I would go and like, I might, there was one time I asked a question, said, hey, I've had my Glowforge for, I said a number of years at the time. It could have been like 4 years, and maybe they were only out 4 years. I don't know. It's something weird like that. And is XYZ, is there a reason why this is happening? What should I look for? Well, some guy responds with like, you couldn't have had your Glowforge for that many years. It only came out and blah, blah, blah. And that was all he said. And I'm thinking, well, what the hell does that have to do with my question? Don't be a D. Let's just like other. So I misspoke by maybe 6 months. I don't know. I mean, just give me a break here, dude.
That wasn't
So
the point of the post.
that kind of stuff annoys me. And it's the guys who just come into these groups and just try to mansplain you or tell you you're wrong. So it happened not too long ago in a Facebook group where I had posted, somebody asked a question, and I posted my experience. And I said, this is what I learned through support and what I had to do. And the guy's like, they're wrong. They're wrong. And I'm all like, dude, maybe to you, you think they're wrong. This is what happened to me and what, like, why do people have to be that way? Why can't you just be helpful? I don't understand that.
Well, and I think that happens a lot for women in this industry, right? Because, lasers, CNC, it all kind of found its start with woodworking, which has historically been a male-dominated craft, right? Did you ever take wood shop in high school?
I did actually.
Oh, okay. Well, then that was maybe not a good question.
But only
I
because
did
my
not.
dad, I helped my dad a lot with that stuff. And so it was one of those things I wanted to do. But that was the extent of it. I didn't do much of that after high school or, you know, so.
And I think I know I definitely have seen this where, without saying, there's kind of the implication that because you're a woman, you can't know or understand how to work a laser, right? And like, no, I will readily admit that my husband does the majority of the laser work in our business. I do the designs,
Right.
processing orders, assembly, all of that. But he's an engineer by trade and he loves to tinker with that stuff.
Right.
And you know what? It's going to be a lot faster for him, again, because he's an engineer,
Right.
to figure some of this stuff out. But that's not to say that I don't know what I'm doing,
Right.
right? Like, I
Right.
know it, if I forget to adjust the focus, of course it's going to blow out the
Right.
piece, right?
Right.
Like, I know about adjusting, you know, all of the different little settings,
Right.
troubleshooting. But I guess that's one thing that frustrates me in some of the groups, where it just automatically you get like
Yeah.
a demerit because you're female. And again, nobody's explicitly saying that.
No.
No one,
And
but it's just a feeling you get.
well, what was interesting was, I actually left Facebook for a number of years,
Yeah, I
and
remember.
I came back to Facebook, and there are all these groups, and I'm like, oh God, there's all these laser groups now. And the thing I started noticing was it still at the time still started feeling a little, mansplainy in some of them, but also that some of them felt clicky and like their owners were like these gods to people, which is
Yeah.
so gross. I don't like that. I mean,
Yeah.
I have a Facebook group at the Laser Collective. We may create one for this podcast. I don't know. But please don't ever treat me like that. Like, please treat me like a human being and not like somebody who's a know-all God worship. I'll buy everything you sell. Do it. I don't want people to do that for me.
No.
It's awkward. It's a weird feeling. But I see that a lot. And like, I've left those groups because I just don't want to be in them, especially with the guys who condescend people. I haven't seen it a lot with women, although there are some women who aren't afraid to say what they want to say. Like, so you paid for trademarking Disney? It's like, you'll see that. And I'll be like, you go, you got the balls. I love it. I look at it like these, like, laser bros is what we call
Yes, the laser
them. It's
bros.
just like it's like it makes me want to vomit.
They're like, oh, I'm so humble. But then at the flip of the finger, right? They're all of a
They'll
sudden,
insult
oh, look at
people.
me. Look at
Yeah.
me.
And they'll
Oh, I want
insult
to do
like
all this good. And I'm like, good, but do you need to broadcast that you're being so good?
Right? I feel that way. I feel very strongly that way too. Like, I prefer to share what's worked for me and what I can do to help other people.
Yeah.
But you have to say it in a way that is helpful to other people. And I've seen it come across where it's like, if you don't do it like I do it, you're not going to have the sales like I have. It's like, that's just not the right tone or attitude to have to people. Like,
Right.
just, I don't know. And then it's half of them, these big groups they've started, you never see those people in the groups hardly posting anything. It's
Right.
there are other people involved, and I don't know. It's my take. We have a Facebook group for Laser Collective. It's very quiet. It's fine. I'm happy with it like that. It doesn't have to be huge, but
But it's a
yeah.
good place to go to see when there's new file drops
Files or to
or.
ask a question about our file. Like, hey, I need
Yeah.
help with XYZ. I want to know what to do, and that's great. But you're right. There are Facebook groups where they just turn into dumpster fires, and they'll post the same thing over and over again, asking the same questions like, oh, what do I do when it's like 30 degrees and my laser is, first off, you're lucky that it doesn't get less than 30 degrees where you live. But have you not just seen like the past 10 people who ask the same question, what to do about their laser and cold temperatures? It takes all I can just to not go use the search button. It clogs up the feed. It's just
Right.
annoying.
Well, and
But
then you'll say like you'll X out of it, and then Facebook will say, "Do you want to see less of this?" And you're like, "Yeah." But then all of a sudden you stop seeing anything from that group. And it's like, "Well, that's
exactly.
not really what I wanted."
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
I don't know.
I did
It's
have somebody got mad at me one time for using the at everyone feature. You can use it like once a day. That's Facebook
right.
groups policy. And sometimes I do it because I want to make sure everybody sees there's a sale. It's never to be
Right.
like annoying. Like, I'm not using it to post certain things,
Right.
and it's very rare when we do use it. But somebody got mad at me.
100%. I've
And
seen
leave
that. I mean,
the
and I've gotten annoyed in some groups when people do that
Yeah.
multiple times a week.
Right.
That's annoying.
it bothers you so much, then just hit the unfollow button or do something. But like, why are you here if
Or
you don't
turn
want
off notifications for this group. That's what I usually do.
it? But it's
It's
like,
not
why are you in
hard.
yeah why are you in the group if you don't want to hear what they have to say? But
Right.
don't get me wrong, they're not all laser bros. There's some of them who are
No.
helpful and nice, they really are, but there's some
Yeah.
out there like
Yeah, every time you see their name show up in one of your
yes,
feeds, you're like,
yeah, exactly. And
okay.
it makes me not want to post in groups because they're so annoying.
Sometimes, though, where there's so many people in some of the groups where it is helpful, like, hey,
Yeah.
what do you think this new Etsy thing is? Or what do
Yeah.
you guys are, what are you doing with Shopify and XYZ?
Right.
You know,
Exactly.
that kind of stuff is helpful, but always makes me nervous when people ask like tax questions. And I'm like, this is not the group for that.
No.
It's
No.
called TurboTax or your accountant.
Or use your accountant. Yeah.
But
No, yeah.
anyways, so I don't know. I think that was a good little way to let's wrap up this little
Yeah.
convo, I guess. And you know, we want to hear from you, our listeners or lurkers. You know, what did you think? What are your thoughts on Facebook groups or community forums? What do you want us to talk about? Do you have ideas for future topics?
Yeah.
You know, some of the ones we're thinking about are things like Etsy reviews,
Yeah.
that or just customer support in general, right?
Yeah.
All of us have a story, right? We'll have different topics every week. Maybe we'll bring in some guests. But we really want to make this a fun place where we can all learn and grow,
Yeah.
have a cup of coffee, and talk about creating.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're still gonna figure out kind of what our schedule is. We're thinking, you know, we'll do maybe 10 episodes this first season.
Yeah.
See how it goes and go from there.
Yeah, it depends on really on what you guys think. If you like it, you don't like it. You have questions? Because we may eventually just be like, all we're doing is talking about what we did that weekend. So, and I know you don't want to hear
No,
that.
but I think, you know, there are plenty of different things that happen as small business owners. You know, tips, how did you know, gosh, we could talk about SEO and Etsy,
Yeah.
building a wholesale practice, selling files. There's all sorts of things. And you know, maybe at some point we'll figure out how you can send us voice messages and we can hear some of your stories from your voice and go from there.
Want to share your comments and stories with
Yes.
us? You can post in there or send us an email. There'll be a way to contact us, and you can tell us if you want to keep you anonymous. We won't say
Yeah.
your name if you don't
Yeah.
want to. We'll try to
No,
protect
we'll
you
try
as
to
well.
protect you. It's
Yeah.
podcast@lattesandlasers.com.
There you
So
go. There you go.
you can follow us on all of the socials at Lattes and Lasers. Our website is lattesandlasers.com. And Holly, what is the Laser Collective again? Let's do a little plug for that.
Yeah, it's thelasercollective.com. It's where we sell laser files, and we have some blog posts that have some really good, helpful business tips and information. Also, using some of our files. I think a lot of times when these new people come into their lasers and they're not quite sure how a file works, some of that stuff can help, I think, people see
Yes.
how to use it. So,
And you
but
have a
yeah, head on
great
over.
blog post on how to price your
Yeah, I just
products.
did an updated one, and it's been super helpful. So
Yeah.
I am
So,
obsessed with niching and pricing and
yes.
SEO. So that's kind of like my rabbit hole I like to go down.
Yes. Well, we're going to go down it because I think it's some valuable tips
Yeah,
that
great.
will, I know it's helped me personally. So let's see if we can help some other folks be successful too.
Perfect.
Well,
All right.
I think that's it. I get,
Yeah,
are we
so
done? Is that
I think we're done.
Cheers, clink, clink.
Clink, clink. First episode.
We did it. Oh.
I told you we're not experts.
See,
Oh,
we're
yours is flipped.
awkward. It's
Mine
yours.
is backwards. These mugs, can I just say before we leave, are crappy. They're Raydon mugs. This is what the side looks like that I'm drinking out of. It's so thick that it drips. So.
Well, mine says Mama Bear.
I
as a
like it.
gift from a friend. We're going to
Yep.
get lattes and laser mugs. We just haven't
Merch.
gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. Hey, this has been a momentous occasion to get this one going, so.
I'm really excited. I'm excited to hear what people think, and we'll figure out what we're going to do next week, I guess.
Yeah, that's the next plan.
Okay.
Stay
All right.
tuned.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
All right,
Bye.
bye everyone. We'll see y'all.
This episode of Lattes and Lasers is brought to you by The Laser Collective. Unlock the full potential of your laser cutting and engraving business with our user-friendly laser files. Our carefully designed laser files are tested for quality and are commercial-friendly files, ensuring you can easily create beautiful projects that will impress your customers and drive profits for your business. Learn more at thelasercollective.com. Save 10% off your next order at thelasercollective.etsy.com with promo code LattesandLasers10.